produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
You are tuned in to the Dave and Thigpen Show, an internet radio show with great music, hot topics, fun, laughter, and amazing guests. Start every Friday morning with a dose of Dathan, that's me, and I'm sure, I'm positive, your weekends will always be a blast. Let's go! Good morning, it's Friday.
It's Friday and the bills are due. No, they're not. Paid. Your bills are paid, so you paid them last Friday.
No, on the 1st.
Wait, what's today? The 10th. Oh my God, I'm late.
And you have late fees.
Oh my God.
Today's show is celebrating women.
Women
International.
How apropos,
we have a woman. A woman. I love women. A woman. In the room today.
Hi, I am representing all women around the world. You guys are amazing.
This past Wednesday was International Women's Day. So we're going to continue with the spirit of celebrating women on this show. Every track you will hear, a woman, a woman. I keep saying that. Andrew, stop it. A woman. A woman will be singing her heart out, starting with Put a Praise on Me
by Tasha Leonard.
No! She's married now.
She is married.
We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Okay. But listen to this song.
Tasha Cobbs.
I dare somebody to release some praise in this room. I declare that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house. You ought to declare there's a miracle in this room, and it's got my name on it. Let's go.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it.
There's a healing.
There's a healing in this room, and
it's here.
Say there's
a breakthrough in this room.
There's a breakthrough in this room with my name on it.
Hey, so what you gonna do?
So I'm gonna put a prayer.
That was Tasha Cobb. Hyphenated
now,
Leonard.
Oh my gosh, them girls were singing.
No, I'm gonna tell
Does
you.
She have some crazy range?
Out. Listen. I didn't know Tasha had that much range, like until like that James Fortune recording when they, you know, DeShondra and Smile and all of them, which you'll hear later, by the way. But I didn't know she had all that range.
But let's talk about the fact that she just did this Beyonce surprise wedding.
Right. So now we knew she was engaged. Tasha Cobbs, we're talking about.
I did not know.
I knew she was engaged.
How'd you know?
And well, you kind of figured out this is guy she's always with, and then she had on a ring. But okay. It's nothing she really announced. So we kind of figured that out. So that wasn't really hidden. But then all of a sudden, bam!
And it was married. A real wedding.
It was a real wedding.
Like when you see the pictures, like she had bridesmaids.
You could tell it was intimate, but it was a real wedding. So she did one of those like, bam, I'm married.
I love that.
Why?
I love that because that's a special moment. And it was shared with the people that really matter. And you don't have to make a big announcement about something that's that important to you. I think sometimes as a celebrity, we feel the pressure to give all the details of our lives to our fans. And it's not
and
true.
And you don't have to do that. But you know what's crazy? Beyonce started off being very private about relationships. And now she's extremely open with the whole, you know.
We don't know if she's open. She just is finding ways to really entertain us.
Or capitalize and make money.
Exactly. She's a smart businesswoman. You liar, was orange juice.
Well, shout out to this amazing woman, Tasha Cobb, and her new husband, Kenneth Leonard, on their nuptials.
Yay.
So, in the spirit of International Women's Day, this past Wednesday. So, let me tell you what happened. So, I think International, I never honestly, did you even ever know about International Women's Day?
Okay, so what I really thought was happening, I heard people talking about a day without a woman. So
yes.
And then I started hearing about International Day. So, was this supposed to be the
day? It's the same thing. Okay. So, basically, International Women's Day is where you celebrate women, but it's like literally like women were taken off. They were protesting. Well, I don't know if they were protesting. Some of them were. But they were taken off work, and they were allowing the world to experience them without a day without women.
I wish we could really allow the world to feel that impact. I know people were afraid to truly take off because they need their job.
True. But I'm trying to think,
so everybody
like,
was at
you,
work.
If you weren't here today, like, would I fall apart?
No, you wouldn't fall apart.
I would fall apart.
You would?
I would be talking to myself.
Oh, see?
No, you're a very, very integral part of this show. So, like, if you were not here, I would have a problem. I would have to get another woman.
You
hey,
just get a mannequin.
Can you come fill in? A mannequin? And we'll do the mannequin challenge the whole show. But no, like, I think it's kind of cool. I also think it's a little shady. I'm a woman. I'm a prude. I'm a woman. Let me leave my job. Figure it out. Mm. Oh, you don't agree?
No. So yeah, I was a little confused about what we were really celebrating. I thought this was something new and we were, I guess, kind of continuing on the protest about, you know, that was protesting against Trump. And this was like us taking another level to that protest and saying, hey, we're going to all band together, take off work and shove it to them.
I'm still learning what March 8th International Women's Day was all about.
When was it incepted?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
You look that up. But I don't know. But I do see that it's a lot of things happening on this day. On Wednesday, you know, had people protesting. You had people saying, you know, women back power, celebrating black women actors. And, you know, I saw even on Google, they were talking about women who were flying planes and Amelia Earhart and all that. So I think it's great. We're celebrating women. But I do think it's a weird element when you say, try to live without me. Is that not weird to you?
Oh, this started in 1909.
In New York, and organized by the Socialist Party of America. That's why a lot of people were going to New York on this day.
That's interesting.
That's what I'm saying. So I felt like it was something that, you know, honestly, we have all these weird days. I'm not saying that International Women's Day is a weird day. Shout out to the women. But I'm just saying, you know, you have like Hot Dog Day, Ice Cream Day, Donut Day. And this stuff has been going on for years, but now.
A day without Deanna Day. Oh, my God. I was like, I didn't even know this existed. Like,
I think social media is bringing more light to it. And now we see this stuff.
True.
You know, it always existed, but we just were in our caves and never knew. Shame on you. You're actually a woman.
And I did not know that this has been going on since 1909.
Old people who've died and gone on before us have been celebrating.
Do you think there's anyone living from 1909? I'm going to Google it.
She said she's going to Google it. You go ahead and Google that. Meanwhile, we're going to play another song by an awesome woman who just won a Grammy, Tamla Mann.
A good summer song.
That's all it is. And also, it's a change of pace for her.
Okay, so remember I was like, is there anyone still alive from 1909? Apparently, they are still here. And if you guys are listening, we want you.
Let's talk about, now this has nothing to do with women.
Of course it
does. But we have to talk about it because it's super relevant. Trump. And these wiretap allegations.
Instead of calling him Trump, can we just call him 45?
No. No. Orange.
Project Orange?
No. We're going to call him President Trump. We're going to honor him. President Trump.
There you go.
At the very least. But, okay, what's so crazy about this? This is so childish to me. Like.
But you want to honor him.
Just think about what he said. He's accusing Obama of wiretapping Trump Towers. Like, first of all, apparently he says he got evidence. Why is this even relevant now? Who cares? A lot of people are saying this is a way to get people's focus off him being retarded. But this is making him sound more, I don't want to say that word, sound crazier.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I read. Apparently, there's different news outlets that have completely different views and in support or out
Fake
of support
news.
With Trump. Well, Fox News apparently supports Trump for whatever reason. So they actually released an article that I was reading today that actually brought a different light to his allegation. They were pretty much saying that it is possible for a president to be able to request to do a wiretap, and they don't have to have it court, whatever.
But that doesn't mean he did, and his administration.
It doesn't mean that he did, but apparently there were some things that were announced that were done in private that is the reason behind why Trump is alleging that.
Oh, because how would they
know? Yeah, how did they know about these conversations unless his. So what ends up happening, you know, I am team not Trump. But one thing that I will say is sometimes the squeaky wheel gets declared as the crazy person because they're always
calling out something that seems unlikely, but could very well happen. Well, I don't believe they've already. Well, he hasn't said anything. Obama himself hasn't said anything.
Child, he's still on vacation. Why?
But his people from his team is like, they said it's not likely for us to have ever done that.
Not trying to go down this whole conspiracy lane, but there is a lot of shady, disclosed, highly secure things that happen that we know not of in the government. And, you know, I don't like to be in those theories and stuff, but we know that there are things happening that's beyond our knowledge. And then when you get someone in such a high office that's talking about all these things, mm-hmm. it just makes them look crazy, but I kind of sit back and I'm wondering, like,
So, scandal. Yeah. And a lot of stuff, I feel like I'm learning how. And I know Scandal is not a real show.
I can't.
But they do a lot of the things based off really, the whole show was based off a real woman, just like Olivia Pope. Yes. So, there are ideals that we can still take from that and be like, what if? But if you think about it on Scandal, though, there are a lot of things that his team did on his behalf, Fitz's behalf, that he did not know about.
True. And so there could have been things that were done on Obama's behalf that he did not know about.
And gave the information, hey, we found out this. You know, they didn't say how we got the information, but we found out this information about XYZ's camp, blah, 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 blah. He may have known about it, but not have known how they got the information. And so, of course, Trump is going to say, hey, Obama wiretapped me. And so it sends the wrong message about Obama because I don't feel like that's his character. However, there could have been a person on his team that would do that. The right, you know, the people
you
like,
never know.
Like Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was down for the call.
Sooner later, LeAndrea Johnson, ATL. Season 3, winner of Sunday Best.
Now I know that what you're going through, a little rough right now, and I know the smile on your face has been turned upside down. It never feels good when you're going through, but you can rest assured that his word is always true.
sooner or later, LeAndrea Johnson, season 3 winner of Sunday Best.
Please. No, but have you been hearing about this hill challenge people are doing?
I heard of it. I don't know what it is, though.
So funny. So basically, kids are texting their parents and saying, "Hey, mom, is hell a cuss word?" And then the parent is saying, like, "Yes, it is a cuss word." And then the kid responds, "Well, why the hell is everybody saying that it's not?" And they're like provoking their parents.
I want to do it.
Oh my God, please do it to your mom. Like, it is the funniest thing. I've seen the screenshots. I have to show you some.
Let's do it right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See, I can't do my mom because my mom cusses. So.
Oh,
she's going to be like,
well, my mom is a super saint. So
she is.
Let me text my mom. I'm texting
Why
her now.
Why are you doing
Please respond. This is going to be amazing. Mom.
Why are people coming up with all these crazy
challenges? Is hell a curse word?
First of all, that's how you know your country. You said curse word, not cuss word.
Okay, I sent it. So this is to my mom, y'all. So she's in Mississippi. I said, "Mom, is hell a cuss word?" It says delivered. She got it. Oh, she's responding. My mom is responding.
God, she's responding.
Here we go.
This is in real time, you guys.
We're doing the hell challenge.
So what's your response going to
really,
be?
In real time.
Oh, my God. Mom, is hell a cuss word?
It depends on how you use it.
So
what am I supposed to say now?
So say, why the hell is everyone...
Or maybe I should be like, what the H-E double hockey sticks are you doing?
Okay, yeah.
Well, what?
I wish you guys could see this.
So what the H-E double hockey sticks are you doing? So I put, well, what the H-E double hockey sticks are
Why
you
are you
going
to say it like that?
Because this is a Christian family
show.
Well, we ain't determined if it's a cuss word yet.
Well, you better find out. Not only are you going to find out if it's a cuss word. Oh, my gosh, it's a giant.
This is great.
Oh my God. What do you guys think she's going to say? Because you know you about to get a whooping. Oh my God. Guys, we are sitting on the edge of our seats. We are waiting for
mama to respond.
Now, this is the mother.
Now, I'm going to say whatever she says. So, mama, please don't embarrass us.
No.
I'm going to say whatever
she says. Please
put this
on Instagram after you get your response.
I think I'm about to get in trouble.
You going to get in trouble, and you bet not blame it on me.
By the way, Mama Deanna told me to do this.
I'm going to do it with my grandma.
She stopped typing. Why she keeps doing that?
That's because, listen, we're going to go ahead to the next song because when we come back, we're going to let you know what it says.
Oh, my God. I'm about to get in trouble.
She's going to get in trouble, y'all. But we're going to play for you guys, Thank You, Jesus, by Kim Burrell. That's what you've done.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I'm not going to die.
Me on my way, gave me grace and strength just to see another day, and with each new day, brand new mercies I see. I'm telling you, that's what the Lord has done for me. For the many ways that you made, I
thank you, Jesus.
Keeping you day by day, I wanna say
thank you, Jesus.
Tell me, do you really mind if I testify?
Thank you,
about the Lord being my full supply.
Thank you,
I'm telling
Jesus,
you,
He's done so much for me.
I can't tell it all. That's how good He is
to me.
And when I think of the blessings
He's done for me,
I have no choice.
He's gonna give up what He has.
Gotta get Jesus on the main line. Tell Him what I want. Call Him up and tell Him. Only ask Him.
say.
Thank you.
You have provided.
That's what he's done.
Everything for me.
For me.
You've been my healer.
That's what he's done.
That's what you've done for me.
For me.
You've been my shelter.
That's what he's done.
Yes, you've done that for me. And I wanna praise you, Lord.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
Oh.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me. And I say, oh.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
When I think of all that he's done for me.
For me.
It makes me wanna praise you, Lord.
That's what he's done.
For all you've done for me. Oh.
Oh. That's what he's done.
Oh. What you've done for me.
Okay, that was Kimberell. That's what he's done. While we were playing that, my mom responded, I refuse to open it.
Don't answer. So we were doing the Hell Challenge with Dathan's mom. And during the song and during the break, she responded.
Right, so I asked her, what did we ask her? I said,
It's hella curse word.
And she said, it depends on how you use it. And then I said, what the H double hockey six are you doing? And she took forever to respond. And
okay,
here we go.
So she said, oh my God, I'm scared. I wouldn't use it that way. I will say you're going to hell if you don't get saved. Oh my God.
Oh. I'm just going to say yes, ma'am.
No, you should say, why the H-E double hockey stick?
No, I'm stopping. I'm not.
You're supposed to do it twice.
Seriously? Is that the challenge for real?
Yes, you saw it.
Okay, she says, I wouldn't use it that way. I would say you are going to hell if you don't get saved.
Mm.
So should I say, like, why the H-E double hockey sticks? Would you say it that way?
Yeah. We're so bad. And while he's doing that, we definitely want to discuss. There was this mock debate about what if number 45 was a woman? And so they actually had...
Yeah, so they had
Tell
a real
the debate.
So there was this mock debate. I don't know, they were doing this study in New York at the school, NYU, I think. And they did a mock debate, and so they got a woman to be Trump and they got a man to be Hillary. And the findings was that the woman Trump people liked.
Mm.
And they did not like the male Hillary. Let's listen to a clip.
We are going to enforce the trade deals that we have, and we're going to hold people accountable. When I was Secretary of State, we actually increased American exports globally 30%. We increased them to China 50%. So I know how to really work to get new jobs and to get exports that help to create more new jobs.
But you haven't done it in 30 years, in 26 years.
Well, I have been a senator, Brenda, and I have been a secretary of state.
And I have done NAFTA, a lot. One of the worst trade deals to ever happen to
well,
the
that
manufacturing
is your opinion.
Industry.
That is
you
your
go to
opinion.
England, you go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, you go anywhere you want, Secretary Gordon, and you will see devastation where manufacturers down 30, 40, sometimes 50%. NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country. And now you want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership. You were totally in favor of it. Then you heard what I was saying, how bad it is, and you said, I can't win that debate. But you know that if you did win, you would approve that, and that would be almost as bad as NAFTA.
Well,
nothing will ever top NAFTA.
That is just not accurate. I was against it once it was finally negotiated and the terms were laid out. I wrote about that.
You called it the gold standard.
I wrote about well,
you
I
called
hope
it the
that,
gold standard of trade.
And you know what?
You said it's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
Then you heard what I was saying and all of a sudden you were against
well,
it.
Well, I know you live in your own reality, Brenda, but
yeah.
That is not the facts. The facts are, I did say I hoped it would be a good deal, but when it was negotiated, which I was not responsible for, I concluded it wasn't. I wrote about that in my book.
So is it President Obama's
fault?
Before
you even
Is it President
announced.
Obama's fault?
Look, there are different...
Secretary,
there,
is it President Obama's
there
fault?
Are different,
because he's pushing it.
There are different views about what's...
So that's the clip. Now, I don't know. What is your take? Do you feel like the woman... It's so funny, though, how she really... Like, the way she stood at the podium, you have to see it. She's, like, over the podium. She's doing the hand gestures. Her hands even look small. But it's weird when it, from his perspective, it looks like the guy's weak. It looks like he's rehearsed. It looks like it's stuff that we probably didn't realize. I noticed it before. But it noticed before, and Trump looked like, okay, you know, what are the facts? You know, what's the reality? I can see why people felt like they liked the woman better. What do you think?
I don't like either one of them.
That's fine. My mama texts back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, my mama texts back. So we're doing the hell, what is it called? The hell challenge. So where I ask my mom, is hell a cuss word? And then she...
And he then has to use it in a sentence that will provoke his mom.
And so I asked her what's a cuss word, and she said, it depends on how you use it. And then I said, well, what the H-E double hockey sticks are you doing? And then she says, well, I would use it like, what she say?
You need to get saved or you're going to go to hell.
Or you're going to hell. That's how she would use it. And so, I'm going to beat your butt if you don't stop using it like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. Yes, ma'am.
So you just got hell challenged.
I gotta tell her.
No, just say yes.
No, I'm gonna wait until she hears the show. She's probably listening now.
I know.
Yes, ma'am.
That was fun. Dathan is such a mommy's boy.
That was so much fun.
I'm scared to do it with my grandma.
Do it.
She is saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water
baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Like, she still don't own a TV.
Are you serious?
Yes. But she don't realize that you watching on your computer is just like watching it on TV. So she has a computer with internet, right? But she refuses to get a TV.
Because that's the one-eyed devil.
That is the one-eyed devil. But, honey, you got a mobile one-eyed devil on your lap, honey. My grandma.
Let's hear a song from, well, this is James Fortune, but this is Empire, but it's featuring Carvina Jones, our good friend, and Deshonda Rideout, now Deshonda Parrott. She also got married last year.
What do you have to lose? Why is it so hard to choose? Circumstances weigh you down. Happiness is no way to be found. Smile, even if you're breaking. Smile, even if it's faking. Oh, just smile. Just smile. Smile, even if you're sinking. Just smile. To do is my own.
On a quest, searching for happiness, trying to find your peace of mind. Can't find it on a map. GPS, no. Your heart will lead you to a happy life. Smile, even if you're breaking. Smile, even if it's faking. Oh, smile. All you have to do is smile. Sinking, smile, because you're winning. Oh, smile, all you have to do is smile,
because it's over. Just smile, no more probe days. Your time's now. It's your season to step out, because it's over. Just smile.
Alert. So if you're listening and you did not see, get out of your car. So Get Out is this new film by Jordan Peele. You may know him from Key and Peele. They used to do the comedy sketch stuff. It got canceled, but anyway, Jordan Peele was the one who used to do the Obama. So this, you saw Deanna, right?
I did.
Okay,
see.
I thought you did see it. This movie was great. It's a thriller. Let me tell you the things I liked about this movie. Three things. One, that it was a thriller. I love thrillers. You know, not just scary, but thriller. So it wasn't scary, but it was a thriller. So it was thriller. It was funny. And it had, you know, it talked about racial issues all in the same movie, which made it super amazing. And then, you know, you can expect the unexpected. What is your favorite part of this movie?
When he got in the car, when he went and saved his friend, and he was like, how'd you find me? He was like, we can't say the word. He's like, T-S-M something.
Mother loving A.
His friend worked for the TSA, and he treated that job like he was like.
Basically, he was, you know, the super cop.
Super
that wasn't
cop.
A cop, okay? Exactly. He worked in TSA, but it worked in his friend's favor because he kind of sensed something wasn't right. He told his friend, well, you shouldn't be there. And his friend was missing for a couple of days, and he found his friend. We won't spoil the entire movie. Go see the movie, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. It is a great film. Shout out to Jordan Peele.
I do want to talk about this. The most interesting part was it definitely touches on racial issues. And at the end of the film, there was probably 12 Caucasian people in the theater with us, and it was the most awkward experience of all time. There was like two interracial couples, and there was somebody that said something to one of the couples like, get out, get out.
Oh, that is horrible.
You will only understand these comments if you've actually seen the movie, so please go support.
Go see the movie.
It is
movie.
A good
It is
view.
Well worth it. As a matter of fact, I think I want to go see it again.
No, Dathan, we're not going to see it again. Fake date?
But I do want to see this. So I hear this is a new movie about, it's called Shaq. And a lot of people have read the book, but it deals with the triune deity of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But the controversy with this film is that God is a woman.
Hmm.
I think the Holy Spirit is like an Asian woman, and Jesus is a man. So that's kind of the controversy.
This is out in theater?
Yeah, so let's go see it. Coming up, we have a song by Alexis Spite. She was a runner-up on Sunday Best season. Now I'm going to say 5.
She looks
the glory.
Amazing.
She does. She lost weight.
She looks amazing.
All the glory.
Give you the glory for the rest of my life. Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise. I surrender my life to you for the rest of my days. God, you get all.
My hands are red.
You
You get all the glory, Alexis Spide. Shout out to Alexis Spide. She looks amazing. She's lost weight. She's on this weight loss journey. I see her working out in the gym.
Congratulations, lady. We were just looking at some of your Instagram videos and your ministry. You have grown so much. You were amazing when you first came on Sunday Best, but it's just so interesting because she was so young when she was on that show, just to watch her develop as a woman.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes.
And I've literally seen that. Like, real talk, I remember we were talking about that album where Smile we just did, Carvina and Deshondra on that on James Fortune's album. That night, it was a couple years ago, when she sang, what's that song she did? I'm here to lift Jesus high. She sang that night. I'm like, this young lady is singing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's so good to see people come into their own, and especially as musicians. I know, I mean, even in my adult life, it takes a while to get comfortable with your voice. Yes. And who you are and owning that. You know, you think people don't like you and people love you. You don't know that you hate everything about your voice and it's amazing. You know, people go through that, but I can tell she's coming to her own. She's owned who she is. She knows who she is as a singer. She's not afraid. She knows her voice very well, and it's very evident. You can tell. Shout out to Alexis Spide. We love you. We love you over here at the Nathan Thigpen Show. We love you. So let's get into our spotlight artist of the week. We had a lot of artists this week. A lot of women.
Women, women, women.
Our spotlight artist of the week is the amazing Brittany Wright.
And she's sweet, too.
She sings. Let's hear one of my favorite songs of hers. It's an older song. Bless ya.
Listen, everybody now, woo, ooh, 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 use it.
Russia. So, last week, not to be talking about old news, but I was going to talk about Halle Berry's hair. And the only reason we're going to talk about Halle Berry's hair because it sparked a whole other conversation that is now relevant to me. So, okay. The conversation about Halle Berry's hair was that it looked a mess, blah, blah, blah. And there was a big deal about it. You know, Erica Campbell, all these people were posting about it saying, well, my hair don't look like that. Even Vanessa Bell Armstrong had a little with it. It's like, they said my hair looked like that. Okay, it didn't look fine. Great. That's not what the subject is about. But it made me think about something because my brother said, somebody sent him a picture of Whitney Houston saying, oh my God, Whitney Houston is so gorgeous. And then Duran was like, I didn't mean to call y'all Duran, sorry. Duran was like, she's not gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's pretty, but she's not gorgeous. I was like, well, what does gorgeous mean? He was like, think about people who are gorgeous, you know, and he started naming people. One person he named was Halle Berry. And so we went to look at, we Googled, searched the images of Whitney Houston. We just started following her pictures. And we'll see pictures. Oh, she's amazing. Right here, like, ooh, wait a minute. And so,
inconsistent.
So it was inconsistent. So I guess based on our definition of it, well, somebody's consistently just beautiful, breathtakingly beautiful all the time. So he mentioned Halle Berry. He says Halle Berry is gorgeous. I said, well, let me look. I went to Google search her and did the images, and literally every picture, breathtaking. No matter short hair, long hair, always dressed nice. But then there's this one picture at the Oscars.
So she has from to fire the neck down.
What is your definition of gorgeous?
I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking in my mind, like, what's the difference between gorgeous?
Who would you
and
call
beautiful?
Gorgeous? Who's gorgeous to you that everyone would know, like a celebrity?
You know what? I just thought about how I would define gorgeous is someone that, like, takes little effort to look beautiful. I would say they're gorgeous. And one person, one actress to me that, like, she doesn't have to wear a lot of makeup, but she just always looks so gorgeous. I'm just using that word because you did. It's Gabrielle Union. I think, you know.
We talked about her.
Like, with little to no effort in her
face. I think
face
he maybe disagreed
stuff.
A little bit, but I agree that she was gorgeous.
Yeah, she is definitely a gorgeous girl. I think sometimes when
I think Stacey Dash is gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of hard, like, just to come up with it, like, off the top of your head. But
it's not hard for me.
Maybe because you're a man and you think about it all the time.
Come on, y'all. Please, y'all know more than us because y'all forever like, oh, she thinks she's cute.
No.
Maybe she is cute.
I honestly am very quick to compliment a woman, and I love to see someone comfortable in their own skin. I just love to see someone well put together. That makes me happy. It makes me proud. It inspires me, especially when it's – have you ever seen, like, an older woman, like – over the age of 50, and they, like, are snatched.
There's a
together.
Lady that goes to my church. She's 60.
Wow.
And she looks amazing. Shout out to all the gorgeous women on our self-inflicted
gorgeous in your
women's
own right. And it
week.
Comes in different shapes, forms, facets, like hairstyles. And this is the thing. Someone may not love a look on you. They may not love your hairstyle, but you have to love it. And when you own it, they will buy it. Drops mic.
Shout out to Harris Crowns. She said, hair do. When you own it, they will buy it.
True.
Once again, we're highlighting another one of Deanna's businesses. Shout out to Irvin.
Thank you
Harris
for that. Harris
Crowns. Well, we're about to wrap up the show. I do want to play, if we have time, a trap song since we talk about big hair.
Thank you.
This would be for Deanna. I love God.
What? See? Check it out. Yeah.
I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven.
Hey.
See, I done been forgiven, now I'm living.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if He coming, I live some
Charlotte.
I love God. You
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. Yeah. And you know you did it with a lot of him. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he coming, I miss him, y'all. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do, I do. No one could throw you off. Oh, we got you covered. Protect us from it all. Makes me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart. And let him know. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love, love him, I. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Erica Campbell, I love God, big shits. What we were just saying about her is she's an amazing woman. Speaking of women, she's an amazing woman.
Like amazing she, mother, amazing mogul, a hardworking woman. She presses, she puts shine on all types of artists.
Like even
businesses.
In her video, the video she did for I Love God, she was wearing this Royal Victims. It's a guy I know who's a designer here in Atlanta. She's wearing it and promoting his business. I'm helping him promote his business as well. Like, even with the Sanger's Room, she posted this week that she wants to come to y'all event in Vegas. Like, that is so cool of her. Like, she's super cool.
Thank
she's
you, the Beyonce. Erica Campbell.
She's the Beyonce of gospel to me. You don't agree?
What has Beyonce done for other artists or businesses besides just being a talented
people
person?
Like her.
I would
she's
say
she's a likable
she,
person.
I would say, Erica, you know, she has shown that you can be in a group. You can also stand alone, and she shine. She's doing so great for herself.
She's a first lady.
She is a first lady, and she's teaching me as a mother that you can absolutely wear all these hats and be amazing.
And be a good mother. And you're absolutely right, because she talked about on their show how she juggles that, and there are times where her, you know, her daughters – feel sad that she's going on the road. But, you know, I mean, she has 50 million jobs. Like, she's now a radio show host.
She's like me.
I know. You can learn a lot from her. She has kids. She's a mother. She's a first lady now. She still has Mary Mary. She has a solo project. She has a lot, I mean, solo career. She has a lot going on, but she's holding it down. We salute you, woman of God.
We do. We love you, Erica Campbell. She also was a part of the beginning of our journey on Sunday Best.
Yes. Our journey, as in Deanna. Oh, you're owning it. Look at you. She was on season one. I was on season 3 and 8. Yes. Well, this is the end of our show. All great things must come to an end.
And this is great.
It's ending shortly. We'll be back next week.
We love you guys. Remember, have an amazing weekend.
Yes.
Think positively and things will be positive in your life. We love you.
Don't forget
week.
Daylight Savings Sunday. We're spring forward.
Forward.
So we lose an hour. Oh, I hate spring forward.
Listen, I just said think positively. Talking about I hate.
It gives you more time to be awake.
There we go. The end. Okay, bye guys. We'll see you next week.
You are tuned in to the Dave and Thigpen Show, an internet radio show with great music, hot topics, fun, laughter, and amazing guests. Start every Friday morning with a dose of Dathan, that's me, and I'm sure a positive your weekends will always be a blast. Let's go!
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good people, it's good to be in your midst, in your houses, in your cars today. Thank you, Kayla, for this wonderful opportunity to be on My Way Radio Station. Thank you so much. We are honored, we are blessed, we are grateful, we are thankful to the Lord for this great opportunity. My name is Mahaura Mile, all the way from South Africa, Bloemfontein. I operate in the office of an apostle. And I believe that God has given us this grace to minister the word of the living God to you today. Well, this time, I would really love to share with you about breaking out of a cycle of limitations or failure. Breaking out of a cycle of limitations or failure. I want to encourage somebody today. Maybe you feel contained, you feel caged in, you feel imprisoned by whatever it is in your life. Many people are feeling contained by sin, habitual sin. You keep on sinning the same place over and over again. Every time you think you have won, but something happens and it takes you back, you know, to the place where you don't want to find yourself in. Some people are contained by failure. Feelings of failure, failure in itself. You are contained by addictions. Whatever kind of addiction you find yourself in, whether it's drugs, whether it's sexual addiction, whatever it is, you feel contained by infirmities in your life, by sicknesses or a sickness, a specific sickness in your family, in your house, that is limiting you or someone that you know that is closer to you or a significant other in your life. You feel contained by a curse, or you feel contained by a weakness. You feel contained by poverty, lack, and debt. You know, they are causing a limitation in your life. You feel contained by rejection, by abuse, whatever form of abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse, you know, or you feel contained by inferiority complex. Or by any form of insecurity. You always feel insecure in the midst of certain people or by certain situations or conditions in your life. You feel contained by a critical spirit. You are always facing criticism in your life. You do good, you do bad, you don't do anything, you do something, you are always criticized, you know. Somebody said, if you always lie down to be trampled over by people, they will always find something to complain about. You know, they will say you are not flat enough, you know, you are not big enough, you are not thin enough, you know, to be trampled on. So whatever you do, you always face criticism. You are always put down by people, by your manager, by your family, by friends, by your lover, your significant other in your life. Or you feel contained by constant satanic attacks in your life. You feel attacked all the time. Or you have reached a ceiling of containment in your life and you need to break out of it. You want to break out of the cycle of limitation, the cycle of confinement. You want to break out of the weight or a feeling in your life. You have reached a point of cul-de-sac, you know. There is no road further than where you are, and you want to break out of it. I've got good news for you. The Bible speaks of something in the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, and verse 12. It says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But which is him that is alone when he falleth? For he hath not another to help him up. And verse number 12 says, And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I want to talk about how do you break out of that cycle of limitation. I want to talk that you need to have a three-cord string in your life principle, a three-cord principle in your life. I have observed it in my own life. I've taught about it. I taught a lot of people with addictions. I've taught a lot of people that feel that they want to break out of certain cycles in their lives. You know, the cycle of abuse, of failure, addiction, rejection, limitations. You know, very important. And the first principle there is called a principle of resolute. You need to be resolute in your life. You have to come to a place where you make a decision. You make up your mind, you know, that you're going to do this thing. You're gonna get out of this thing in your own life. You know, being resolute, it means being determined. It means being purposeful. Being purposive, resolved, decided. It means unwavering, adamant, single-minded, undoubted. It means to be fixed, to be set, to be intent, to be insistent, to be steadfast, to be staunch, to be stalwart, to be earnest, to be deliberate, to be unfaltering, unhesitating, unflinching, persevering, persistent. That's what it means to be resolute in your life. You need to come to a place where you decide that I'm determined to break out. If you don't decide to break out, you will never come out. You will always be a victim of whatever that is surrounding you, that is locking you in, that is containing you. You cannot live a fully purposeful life when you are questioned or imprisoned or contained or there are limitations in your life. You need to break out of them, and you've got to make a resolute. You've got to be a resolute man or a resolute woman. And number two, you've got to carry a strong conviction in your heart daily about this resolute moment decision in your life. You've got to decide that I have to carry conviction. You've got to be convicted in your heart that I've got to come out of this place where I find myself in from time to time. And you've got to convert your conviction into becoming a daily routine and a daily habit in your life. Number three, you have to reset your belief system about your resolution. And, you know, when you reset your belief system about it, you've got to set new sets of belief systems by getting a new focal point. It means that whatever you need to replace in your life, you have to replace it with something positive. If you need to replace a negative behavior, you have to replace it with a positive behavior. You have to have a strong belief system. Believe about yourself. Believe about God, for example. You know, in my observation in life, I've visited a lot of safaris in our continent in Africa. I'm from the south part of Africa, South Africa. And in that part of South Africa, I'm staying in a place called the Free State. It's a province. In America, they call it a state. In South Africa, it is a province, and I stay in a city called Bloemfontein. We have a lot of safaris where there is a lot of nature, game reserve, where they put wild animals in. And they are free, but they are still locked up, but they are sort of having their freedom. And I've observed something about an animal called lions. And in my observation about lions, the belief system a lion has. When a lion sees an elephant, regardless how big or small the elephant is, it sees one thing. It sees something, it sees food, it sees something it can eat. Regardless how big an elephant is. You know, I've observed that one big dump of an elephant can kill a huge lion. And, you know, But the belief the lion has about itself when it looks at an elephant, it's his food, it's his lunch, it's his breakfast, it's his dinner. Now, the elephant, when it sees a lion, the belief system it has about a lion sees an eater. Even if the elephant can kill this lion, the belief system it has about itself limits itself to its potential and ability to kill a lion. The same thing with a hippopotamus. The same thing with a giraffe. Giraffe is the tallest animal in the game reserve. And with one kick even from behind of a giraffe to a lion, it can kill the lion at an instant. And yet the giraffe will run away from a lion because of its belief system. So the belief system of a giraffe makes it a victim to a lion coming on its way, even when it has the ability and the potential to kill it. So the size, the height of the giraffe, the size of the elephant, it does not matter when it comes to the elephant approaching any of these animals. Now, this is very important. The size of your problem that you feel, you sense, it is containing you, it is caging you in, it is making and causing limitations in your life. The size does not matter. What matters is the belief system you have about yourself and God. If you believe you're not going to break out, you will arrive at the place of your belief system, not the place of your strength or potential or ability to break out of a cycle of limitation, a cycle of failure, but you will remain a victim of your belief system, or you will become a conqueror based on your belief system. You've got to come to a place where you make a resolute in your life, a decision, a determined position. I'm going to get out of this thing. Not only I will get out, but my conviction says I have the ability to get out. And you've got to reorganize and reset your belief system about yourself and about God. It's very important when you read the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 13. When you read the whole chapter, Moses is sending 12 spies according to the word of the Lord to go and spy the land. They came back to give the report. When the 12 came back, 10 people gave a wrong report. They agreed on one thing: the land is good, the land flowing with milk and honey. But they decided that the giants they found in the land were able to kill them, to eat them, to devour them. As a matter of fact, they went as far as saying that when we look at ourselves, even in their own eyes, we were like grasshoppers. It was their belief system they had. But Caleb, the Bible says, killed the people in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 30. Killed the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. So basically, we are saying, guys, we can do this. You know, we can do this. When a lion sees an elephant, it just tells itself, I can eat this thing. Regardless how big it is, I can eat this thing. I can do this. And I want to encourage you, when you learn to get out of that cycle of abuse, that cycle of limitation, just take one step at a time. Just one step at a time. Just take one step at a time. I had a story before, you know, it was a match, a championship match, and the winning coach was asked the question, how did you win this championship? He said he took one game at a time. It was not the whole game, but it was just one game at a time. It was not one match in the final. It was just one game at a time. It's very important to know how do you finish a loaf of bread. It's just one bite at a time. How do you build an auditorium? But it's just one brick at a time. How do you get someone who will win in the Olympics championship 100 meters and break the world record? who's just one step at a time. This particular individual who will one day win a championship running, athletic, marathon, whatever it is. There was one time when this individual was once a baby, who had to take one step at a time. They didn't start by running in the marathon field, but they started at one step at a time. You want to be a champion and you want to defeat this limitation, this confinement in your life. Take one step at a time. Make a decision that I will take one step at a time. Don't try to destroy something that has been in your life for years just with one big leap. That's why the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When we read the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 21, the Bible says that Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform it, you know. Make a decision that as you are going to come out, believe God that he is able to help you to come out of your situation. Believe God that God is able to let you go. God is able to help you through. God is able to empower you to get out. God is able. He is definitely able. Not only is able, according to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, it says, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think of, according to his power that is at work in us. I believe the power of God is at work in you, and the power of God is with you. The power of God is upon you to be able to do exceeding things in your life. I am fully persuaded that what God has promised me in his word, he is able to do it exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think of, according to his power that is at work in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe with all of my heart that God wants us to break out of every cycle of limitations in our lives. The Bible says, I like the story of David in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, verse 45 to 47. The Bible says, when David, you know, said to Saul, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I'll give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Now, this is very important. The very same Philistine called Goliath that was intimidating the children of Israel, intimidating the whole army of Israel, 40 days and 40 nights. It means they were caged in, they were imprisoned by their own fears. They couldn't approach this Goliath until David came in and said, I can do this. I can defeat this guy. David believed in himself, and David believed in the God who was with him, made him to believe that he will conquer Goliath. He made the decision that I will never be caged in by this individual. This guy is an uncircumcised Philistine. For him to understand he's uncircumcised, it means he had no covenant with God. His defense was departed from him. He was basically stagnated before him. It means this guy would not stand confidently before David, because David counted on the testimony he had about what God did before. The Lord delivered him from the power of the lion and the power of the bear. Then God will deliver him from the hand of this Philistine. Very important, three things. Be resolute. Have a strong conviction in your heart. And set new belief system about yourself and God. David decided, he was resolute that I'm going to defeat this guy. I'm going to defeat this problem. Doesn't matter how big it is. It is so big that I cannot miss it. If I have to throw my stone unto this guy, I'm not going to miss him. It's so big that I cannot miss it. Sometimes we look how big, how large, you know, the problem is, and we think that we are too small, too weak to defeat whatever is standing in front of us. But sometimes God increases the size or the measure so that our testimony can be big. With the three Hebrew boys, you know, I like the story very well. It says they increase the fire 7 times. So when you see that your problem is increasing, know that God is actually increasing your testimony because he's going to glorify himself in your situation. The Bible says that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said to the king, the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16-18. They said to the king, and they answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the beneficiary sentence, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. These guys were resolute. They told themselves, we are going to come out of that fire alive. However, even if God is not going to take us out of the fire, our resolution is this, our decision is this, and we are undermined about it. We are not going to bow to your image. They decided with a strong conviction in their heart that they will never bow to an image, that they will bow only to the only living God. And their belief about who they were before God, their belief about who God was in their lives was very strong. These three things were critical in their lives. It was a string, a three-chord string. It's very important to have a three-string chord in your life. Have three things that you believe about yourself, about God, and others in your life. I like the Lord Jesus Christ as I'm about to close. Then said the Lord Jesus unto Satan, Get thee behind, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan said, listen, you can bow to me, and if you worship me, I will give you all these powers, all these kingdoms. I will give all the glory of these kingdoms, you see. But Jesus was resolute, I'm not going to bow down. He was convicted that only the Lord must be worshipped. And, you know, his belief system was, there is only one God, and that God is going to be worshipped, and that was his Heavenly Father. Ladies and gentlemen, be committed. Be dedicated, be diligent, be determined in your life that the circle that cased you in, it can be broken. Doesn't matter how many years you have experienced the abuse you've been cased in. I believe one step at a time, it will help you to get out. It will help you to experience success and victory. I believe with all of my heart that the Lord wants to help you when you believe him. I want to make a prayer. Heavenly Father, my Father, you are Lord, you are God, you are great, you are awesome, you are beautiful. I thank you for my fellow listeners out there. I thank you that, Father, there is a woman, there is a man out there, there is a young man, a young woman, that feels that they are cased in, that they feel, Father, they have been experiencing a limitation in their lives, abuse of drugs, abuse of others by others. I pray, Father, that you help them to overcome every form of rejection, abuse, inferiority complex, insecurity, being put down, every constant satanic attack. Whatever that has been containing them, the containment of sin, failure, infirmity, sicknesses, curses. I pray in Jesus' name for a breakthrough in their lives. I pray for anointing. I pray for grace in Jesus' mighty name to help them, to assist them to break forth, to break out. In Jesus' mighty name, we honor you. We are grateful for your power and your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you, Kayla. The Lord will bless you and increase you in measure. Amen.